Now, you might be watching this video because you are concerned that you can create some vocal habits that aren't serving you and you want to protect yourself in the future. Or you really don't like something about your voice and you're wondering if there's something you've done in order to have caused you to feel that, you know, you may have got into some bad habits. One of the worst vocal habits I believe that you and me and anyone else out there has are the ones that you've inherited. So this is a difficult one because the idea of nature and nurture, we feel that somehow we've had a choice in the way we speak, and we have largely to a large extent. However, when in your formative years between 2 and 8, even as far back as a baby and even in the womb, we hear the rhythms and the patterns of our parents, especially the mother when we're in the womb, and we adopt these traits. It's not all genetic. Our voices aren't just the physical instrument that we carry. However, that does dictate the sound somewhat. But the choices that we make with our voice, either conscious or unconscious, are what we've learned from what's around us. We've picked up either from our parents, we either love their voices or we hate their voices. Either way, we've consciously or unconsciously made a decision about wanting to sound like them or wanting to sound nothing like them. And if we've not wanted to sound anything like them, it's likely that we've learned from our peers, our friends growing up or through school, how we want to speak. So this is how we've developed. And within these patterns of speaking, we, again, mostly unconsciously, have become the way we are. We've developed the way we speak through repetition. And that is essentially what a habit is. It's an action that's been repeated so many times that the body stores that information and puts it into a part of our brain, a part of our body, that it becomes automated. It's automatic. It's just how we speak. But it doesn't have to stay that way. So if you're unhappy with the way you speak or sound, maybe it's because you sound like your parents, or maybe because you don't sound like your parents, or because you don't sound like someone, or because you do sound someone, whatever it is, the vocal habits that you've created in your life for yourself are largely unconscious, automated through actions that have been repeated. And if you want to change those habits, or the sounds that you make, or the way you speak, all you have to do is change your vocal habits. Ta-da! Sounds really simple, right? But if you've modeled, which we as humans do, your parents or peers, it's likely that if you're at a stage now where that's not serving you or you want to change, perhaps you want to find new models, new people to steal from. So I would suggest finding 3 people whose voices you would like to model your own on. Now, this is not in any way changing who you are. Remember, when you were born, you used other people to learn from. And that's exactly what we're going to do by relearning to remodel our voice now with the conscious choice of what we do want rather than just what's available to us. Now, if I were to do this, and I do this when I'm learning new accents, if I'm going to go out and search for voices, I'm going to find ones that I like, and I don't always know exactly what it is I like about a voice, so I'll break it down into 3 steps. First, find 3 voices you like. Then, take one of those voices, and do this for each one, and find out, listen to, and try to note down and figure out what is that tonal qualities. What is that voice's tonal qualities? And by tonal qualities, what I mean is the kind of general sound that's made. If they were just going, what does it sound like? Where is their air placement coming from? Is it really nasally? Is it quite throaty? Does it come out the mouth? Try and figure these things out. Also, the resonance, this is also linked to their air placement, because where the sound tends to vibrate in the body also creates some kind of depth, and sort of like, look at, like, again, part of the tonal quality of the voice. So that these sounds that we feel are not necessarily pay too much attention to, but they're there if you focus on them. The next one I'd look at would be the effort. Now, I take this from Laban's effort, Rudolf Laban. I've got a video here which goes through a lot of those details, but the effort's almost like the speech patterns, the melody. It could be the pace of the speech. It could be how smooth it is, how soft it is, how fast, how slow. These kind of things are the effort of the voice. So one is the kind of tonality, the sound, the basic sound. Then it's like how that sound is being manipulated and used in this. But thirdly, and it's not necessarily what you'd consider the voice itself. However, I would look at that person's physiology. I would look at their posture. Look how they stand. Look how they walk. Watch how they breathe. Are their feet turning out or in? Are their shoulders back? Are they hunched? What is it that they're doing physically that might actually affect their voice? If you can work backwards, start presenting yourself in such a way that you stand like these three people, or the best, if you can see any like patterns within the three that you've chosen. If you start to stand like them, how does it make you feel? How does it change you? How does it change your voice? What do you naturally produce by doing that? Then you want to find a way of relaxing into that, because if you want to hold tension, you're just going to restrict your voice or push it, and you know, going to cause vocal strain. Once you've found relaxation in this kind of posture, this alignment, the way these people stand, then you can work on your tonal qualities and the pattern of speech and the effort used in creating that. Of course, there's a lot more of this kind of information in my courses if you really wanted to go further with this and actually spend some time breaking down and working on your voice. But for now, this is, you know, great ways that I would go about doing that. So the worst vocal habit, number one for me, is that we have stuck with what we've inherited. We just believe that we are stuck, when you're not. By changing and making a choice about how you want to sound, you're going to break some of those patterns that you've fallen automatically into from the way you were raised. You do have choice. It's there for you. The worst vocal habit I see even comes before you use the voice, and it is how you breathe. A lot of people talk about diaphragmic breathing and how you should breathe deeply into your belly and not into your chest, but it's simpler than that, and it's also a little bit more complicated than that. But what I'd like to do is simplify this. Without thinking about where or how you breathe, try and think about having enough air. Because if you do breathe shallow, whether it's into your chest or even into your belly, you likely don't have enough air to support your voice in reaching its full potential, resonance, and having enough energy to articulate yourself at all. By having enough air, you not only put less effort into using muscles that are unnecessary and therefore creating vocal strain, you will also feel like you can speak for longer. There will be more power behind your voice, and it becomes less effortful in the speaking and more in just what you're doing with the rest of your body. If you want to take enough air to support your voice, you have to first make sure that you get rid of the air that's already there. So the best way to do this is to learn to breathe out first. Get rid of everything. Once you've done that, you can take a much fuller breath and you'll have a lot more air in your system. When you're about to speak to someone, you don't generally know always the line you're going to use. Like if I'm reading off a teleprompter now, I would be very different than I am right now. I have notes written down and I check them from time to time. I take a breath and I start speaking according to what I know. If I had learnt lines, for example, or been reading off a teleprompter, I would likely often run out of air. Somehow, magically, I always have enough air to finish my sentences, despite not even knowing what I'm going to say. And I guess it's just good habits. Good habits means having enough air to support your sentences.